First off, I wanted to thank everyone for coming here this morning and for the great time that we are going to have at our annual picnic afterwards. So be sure, if you don't know about it, to stick around because there's lots of good food going on. And my name is Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Welcome to our Unity Center for Positive Living. I'm glad you could join us this morning. I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word. Such a good job of setting up. Here we go. It was worth the wait. My divine nature is unlimited. If I look only at my day-to-day human experiences, it is sometimes hard to believe that I am an unlimited spiritual being. After all, I have errands to run, tasks to finish, and people to care for. My time and choices can feel easily limited. But I know the truth of my soul. I take a moment to pause, breathe, and remember I am part of a magnificent whole, a being formed by light and love, a beloved player in this game of life. I am here with a purpose, to love and be loved, to give and receive, to choose joy even among those errands, tasks, and caregiving. This life is my opportunity to be an opening for God on this earth. My divine nature is unlimited. You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. And that's from Psalms 16:11. And let us remain seated while Joyce and Eileen lead us in Surely the Presence.
Thank you.
standing so we can greet each other.
Welcome again. So nice to see you again. How long have you been here?
About a week.
You've been here a week already.
Yes.
Your mother's neck.
Not one bit of truth.
Hey. Where's that young William at?
Good morning.
You are in traffic.
Yep.
Good morning.
When I got to my email, I said, oh,
which one?
The first one.
Took me 3 tries to get it right, you know.
Well, that's all right. The more you try, the more you get
it.
Good, good, good.
I know. If the weather's perfect, too. It's going to be comfortable, not just
hot. You too. Thank you.
I know that. Except I got her name wrong. For some reason, I thought it was Kim. So nice you came to visit her. She was so excited to have you come.
Yes. I'm anxious.
Yes, yes. You're here just for you. And it's nice that you're here today.
That's good. Yeah, we've been trying to do, you know, things around Mount St. Helens. He's had a laughter farm up in Randall.
Oh, wow.
Really nice. We miss the Julys when they have their harvest feast, fiesta, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they showed us the whole processing
part. Oh, that is
good. It's not huge, but it's very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice, yeah. In Randall.
Do you burn things?
I do. I burn things really well.
I like it that way. I like all my food just a little bit burnt.
That's right.
Crispy. I know. I'm like, whoa.
Okay. Tell him how nice the weather is. Wait till it's winter.
Yeah, I don't want to tell him. Well, he likes winter. He likes winter, so that'd be a draw for him.
Yeah. All right. Our regularly scheduled activities are located on the calendar hanging up in the hallway downstairs. And it appears that you saw the fact that we were having our picnic today. So, announcements. Me, I have an announcement. So, as many of you know, I've been frantically beating my head against the wall to get music up on our website so that people could actually find it. So, this is what the website looks like. Unityofcentralia.net.
It's one of Jerry's roses in the front.
And kept alive and growing by Susan, of course. All right, so we have pictures, we have little blurbs about upcoming things that I haven't kept up on. But all the way down at the bottom, oh, first. Up here, calendars. You have a service contributor, right, calendar. And that ends up looking like this, which links to here. And here's a listing of, this is, again, another project of Susan's. You can see who is playing when. Oops. Oh yeah, no, it's just we're down too far in the scroll bar. And this is a very old computer, so anyways, looks like that, so you can see who's upcoming.
Question.
Yes.
When that email comes out to us, it just has our first names. If it's going to be on the website, I think it should have everybody's whole name, if it's accessible to the public.
I was going for not...
The other way around.
But if it's not accessible to the public, then fine.
Yeah, she said that.
I said,
it's not accessible.
If that list
yeah.
is not accessible to the public,
right.
then how we do it is fine.
Okay.
But if it's accessible to the public, it should have people's full names, I think. That's my view.
Okay. All right. Well,
I know you have a board and nobody's. I'm just putting my two cents in since I won't be around.
But you're Daria. So, yes. Okay. We'll have to talk about this later. Evidently, we will. Thank you.
Daria, you're like Cher. Everybody knows who you are. You say Daria.
No, it's not. It's. Yeah, anyway, I'll explain later.
Okay. All right. So, again, that's accessible to start from here.
Because that looks like clear.
Again, all the way down at the bottom, you have over here the service audios, which, if you click on the link, will take you to a link that looks like this. And you can listen to all of the service audio. Also, we have the little click link right here for the speaker. And this will take you to a listing of all of the services that that speaker is at. So, do you have any questions about the website or anything like that? Oh, there they are.
What's the address again?
It is unityofcentralia.net. So there's that.
Well, thanks to you.
Right here on the
bottom.
Right in the bottom of the thing. Yeah, thank you. Okay. So,
thank God.
Any other announcements?
Well, I don't know where Joanne went, but let's all remember coffee rest stop coming up. Start saving cookies and coffee.
What day is it?
October?
October 5th
or something.
That's all I know. Where's Joanne?
Yes, sure. Oh.
5th and 6th of October.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
Gestalt Organization and Systems Development Center Award is, Lifetime Achievement Award is in D.C. September 15th. There's a dinner for it at 6 o'clock in D.C. Well, at my place in D.C. And the Lifetime Achievement Award for the Organization Development Network is in October 18th from 5:15 to 6:45. At the Westin Hotel and Spa in Las Vegas.
Oh.
And that's a number of different awards being given at that time, including mine. It's part of a national conference of the Organization Development Network, 2019 conference. You can look it up on Google.
Any other announcements? Then, let's read our unity statement together. That one is also found in your program. We will say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. And please stand for our song of joy, I Am the Radiant Life of God, page 183 in your hymn.
Yeah, but we can't see you. Stand up.
Who's talking?
This morning, we should say a couple weeks ago, I chose this reading because I think it's really important this day and age, as it always has been. But if you're like me, we don't always plan our lives around it. And that's about choosing the path to forgiveness. This particular reading is by Rosemary Fillmore Rhea. I believe she was a daughter. As we look at our complex and conflicted world, we might agree that the one most needed ingredient to bring forth universal peace and harmony is the attribute of forgiveness. When we study the history of civilizations, we see that there are old resentments, old hatreds, old injustices, which continually stir the fires of revenge simmering somewhere in the human psyche. There are religious feuds, ethnic feuds, and family feuds, feuds that continue from generation to generation. The memories of past injustices just seem to roll down through the ages, and few people seem willing to forgive or forget. So to heal our world, we human beings must learn the art of forgiveness, and the healing process must begin with us. How can we do it? How can we learn to forgive when the world teaches us that injustice must be answered, that those who have caused us pain and sorrow must be punished? The answer lies within us, in that part of us which knows it is only through forgiveness that we can find freedom and wholeness. As long as we hold on to victim thinking, we are giving away our power to the kinds of people and things that bind us to our painful yesterdays. The human part of us wants to get even, to make the other person suffer, sometimes as we have suffered. We've all heard the expression, I don't get mad, I get even. But it is this eye for an eye mortality, oh, sorry, morality, eye for an eye morality that has been the cause of so much human tragedy. In the long run, revenge does not make us feel better. Instead, it fuels the never-ending cycle of retaliation. Forgiveness is the only way to heal ourselves and our world. Jesus knew we must forgive if we are to have peace and harmony. But even if we are still thinking at times, well, of course, I would like to be free of my anger, my hurt. But how can I forget or forgive when someone has hurt me so deeply? We know it's not easy to forgive. And at times to make the intolerable tolerable seems beyond our human reach. And if we are only human, this might be true. But we all know, for those of us that are a part of unity, we are not only human, we are also divine. At the moment, we choose that path of forgiveness. The divine love that is in the heart of each of us begins to work its miraculous power. The first step in freeing ourselves from our painful yesterdays is to forgive ourselves. It is difficult to forgive others when we are filled with self-condemnation and guilt. To forgive our past is to view our lives from a different perspective, to view it with the perspective of love. When we look at ourselves through the eyes of love, we see that every experience, every person, has been a part of our soul's unfoldment. Don't we all sometimes make unwise choices? Don't we all sometimes do or say things we wish we hadn't? Maybe the way we reacted to life yesterday is perhaps not the way we would choose to act today. However, each new day, each new moment, is an opportunity to choose again. And we choose to do this through the power of love. The greatest gift that we can give to others is our faith that God's healing love is at work within them, bringing forth peace and harmony into their souls, as well as into our soul. And when we let go and we let God, we free both of us. As we forgive, so are we forgiven. Thanks be to God. Thank you all.
Thank you, Hallie. That was very inspiring. Please remain seated for our meditation song, Abide With Me, and that's number 102 in your hymnals.
Thank you.
the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time. So, regularly, this would be the Progressive Lord's Prayer Sunday. However, since we have Daria with us this morning, we are blessed and honored to have her lead us in the Lord's Prayer, the Alleluia, and then we will have an opportunity to hear her wisdom.
Today, but in the Sundays in between, in some form or another, we've been continually looking at merging with God within the indwelling presence and making ourselves fuller and fuller and fuller and fuller of that presence so that we become what? Inseparable. And that's part of tapping this divine nature, this unlimited divine nature. On a personal note, I really resonated to today being the day that I was speaking and it being about the unlimited divine nature of the self, because that's the theme of my topic, is the unlimited true and original self, the unlimited divine self, and harvesting that more and more in ourselves and in the world. And personally, I connect to it in part because some of you know that's the name of my company. The original name of my company, which I set up in 1978, 79, was named after me. And then when I moved to the Pacific Northwest, where I was called based on a spiritual vision, and that's how I ended up out here, I set up a new company, and it was called the Reef Gallery Unlimited Corporation. Short, Reef Unlimited. Now, some people, when they hear Reef Unlimited, they think about this greedy part of humanity. They think about the greedy part that says, I don't care about sustainability, I don't care about generating the future forest, I care about now, short-term profitability. I don't care about the legacy that we're leaving with the earth. Now, there's nothing wrong with profitability, nothing wrong with prosperity, but I'm talking about what can be sometimes our shadow side, right? What can sometimes be our shadow side, forgetting about not just what it is that we're trying to accomplish, but what impact it's having on all of life with which we're part. So, Reef Unlimited is not about forgetting sustainability. Reef Unlimited is about understanding divine nature that we have in the lineage from Creator. In our lineage from Creator. Creator as the greatest of our ancestors. And in that process, if I'm tapping into my divine essence and potential, then I am owning more and more that oneness with Spirit, that oneness with the indwelling presence, that oneness with God, that oneness with Creator. Now, one of the things that's in the Daily Word is the scripture from Psalms 16:11. Somebody have it right now? Want to read it? Yeah, of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. That sounds like gonna have a funky good time or something. some people my age know that song. That's all right. So in your presence there is a fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. The part of understanding that, and I went back to, as you know, the Bible translated from the Aramaic, which most Unity stores sell, by the way. I got mine in Eric Butterworth's church in New York years and years ago. There is a different message in that one, similar but different, and worth seeing the difference in. But to get to it, I'm going to read everything that comes in Psalm 16. Because it has 11 verses. Okay? Just to lay out what the experience is. And remember, this psalm was written, this is on David's Psalms, King David, and it was written at the time of Assyrian persecution. So, as many of these stories that we're learning from, they're written at a time when there is some sense of challenge or suffering. And that's part of bringing out this true nature of the divine self, is what we go through. Thou wilt show me a path of life, and I shall be filled with joy of thy countenance, with the pleasure of victory of thy right hand. That's the 11th verse as it reads in the Lamb's Bible. Should I say it again?
Yes.
Thou wilt show me the path of life, and I shall be filled with the joy of thy countenance, with the pleasure of victory of thy right hand. As different from in your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Right? It is about the pleasure of victory of thy right hand. So for there to be a victory, there's some kind of what? Challenge going on. There's some kind of battle going on. What's the battle that's going on? The battle is going on between the divine me and the not divine me, right? The part that can be trapped or locked in my resentments, my judgments, my limitations, versus the divine, unlimited self. Now, that's part of the victory. Even the story of David and Goliath, where David is what? Outnumbered. That's part of where if you're taking bets, you go, I bet on the big guy, right? And he can be outnumbered. Conventional reality may tell you that you're not going to make it through this barrier, even though you know that God called you into this situation and into this opportunity. But if it starts getting tough, and it starts getting hard, you may feel like David and Goliath. And folks may be taking bets on whether you're going to make it or not. So at that kind of challenge, we have to ask ourselves, why am I here? Is this for me? We have to have that direct communication with that highest consciousness, with the infinite source and substance, with Creator, with God, within us. We have to have that awareness of the Holy Spirit present in our life. And that Holy Spirit moving through me, speaking through me, God and divine, loving Holy Spirit speaking as me, breathing through me. So we have to have that capacity with our meditations, with our ability to take a breath and listen. Listening with spirit ears. Listening with spirit ears. That deep listening. Listening, looking with spirit eyes. So that we can hear and see what it is with our errands, with our tasks, with our doctor's visits, with our relationship quarrels, with our annoyances, with our irritations. We still have to be able to be still and listen to whatever the truth of that situation is and what is the divine nature that is mine calling for. Because in this context, part of what's happening is that we're saying, we're agreeing, not just to tap into that from 9 to 9:30 when we meditate, or when we come in here, but we're agreeing part of this path to what is the divine, true, original self. One of the things I was talking to Spirit about this in the morning, yesterday, last week. And that's the first thing to capture. To really capture what it is at creation that's your true and original self. Remember, unwounded and unwoundable, divine. To really be able to articulate that, to hear the whisper that comes from the soul. Not just the one that you've become habitually accustomed to expressing. Oh, I'm here for this. You know how you find it, you have an insight, you know, 10 years ago or 20 years ago, and you become kind of attached to expressing this one idea. No, tap in there again and see what might need to be revealed, what is looking to be uncovered right now with you as to who you are and what your purpose is. Because you're still here. So if I'm still here, I'm not done. I'm still here in this school of life. So what is it? What is it now? And if I am still here and I tap into that, then treat that as a soul seed. As a seed. The image on the Daily Word today for unlimited divine self was a sunflower. I don't know how many people actually have the Daily Word in print if you saw that, but it's a sunflower. And a sunflower is about adoration, longevity, happiness. So if I go to this place behind the sun and I am able to tap into that purpose and that true original self, and I capture that as a seed of my soul, who I am. Then the next question to growing that divine unlimited self is, where do I plant it? Where do I plant it? Is it Lewis County? Somewhere else? And you can plant more than one place, right? Some of us just want to say, okay, it's this, and just let me throw it out, you know. Scattered, and as one of my mentors used to say a long time, he says, well, that's a great idea, Dory. Why don't you just put it out there and see if the dogs will eat it? What does that mean? I'm like, what does that mean? And what he meant was, you don't have to dedicate yourself to any particular areas. You just put something out there and see if people like it or they come. I'm like, no, let's have an idea. Let's have a prayer. Let's have a conscious thought about who we are and where you want to send me. Where is my assignment? Who is calling me? Who is requesting that seed? Who is in need and who is requesting, who is calling? And if I feel called, then I go. That's how I got out here. Everyone was asking me, what? Here you are with a successful career. Here you are with friends, extended family. Here you are with a network that supports you. And you're going, where? Well, I kind of, you know, softened the blow by saying I was going to Seattle. But, you know, that was only so I could get the permit and look for this land I'd been shown between Seattle and Portland. I'm going, okay. So part of the, I'm getting called to someplace that I have no idea why there. Okay? And it starts getting revealed to me why there. But I'm like, for real? You know, why didn't you tell me that in the first place? Well, if we had told you, you would not have done it. So that's part of what's encoded in these visions, in these dreams. So number one, repeat again, dream the dream. Look behind the sun and capture what is it for which I'm born. what is that true original self before I went through these journeys and this history of resentments and this history of pain and this history of excitements and opportunities? What was there in my original self? Then capture that into a seed. Then third, asking, where do I plant it? Now, if I'm going to plant it somewhere, I got to deal with what's what? Already there in the ground. What's in the ground? The history. The underlying beliefs. The attitudes. That's what's in the ground. Some of that has to be addressed, not just at the surface, not just at the weed level, but at the what? Root. So where am I going to plant? Can I just plant it and ignore what's already in the ground? I wasn't here. I didn't do it. That's what some of us say. But it's in the ground. If it's in the ground, and I'm going to plant and cultivate and till the soil in this ground, then by that agreement, there is a covenant to pay attention to what's in the ground. It's not enough for me to say I wasn't here. It's not enough for me to say, oh, don't be a victim. Don't hold on. It's enough for me to become aware of what's in the ground and where did it come from. And how do I help move it out? Path of forgiveness, path of apologies, path of whatever it takes to heal from whatever's come before. One of my friends has a practice of when she meets someone from a different culture than hers, and she's a white woman, and depending on their identity in this country and in some countries abroad as well, she says, I apologize for what my ancestors did to your ancestors. And that starts a conversation. Starts a conversation because one of the things that most people want to do is act as if whatever that was that's in the ground didn't happen. I got over it, so I hope you have, and if you bring it up, that means you didn't get over it and you got to go do something. My job is not to make you get over it. I have a role that I play in society that has to do with healing. Okay, so healing, visioning, transforming. So I'm not knocking where anybody's coming from in terms of their history or their attitude or et cetera. But that initiative that she takes with groups that are different cultures than hers and having that conversation to anybody that's willing to have it with her is a powerful thing. Now, most of us are not purebred anything. So you're apologizing to yourself half the time, okay? Because, right?
Right.
You're talking about this ancestor doing something to that ancestor, and both of them are what? In you. Whether you're talking about wars between the English and the Irish, between Germany and Jews, regardless of what you're talking about, many of us are mutts, mixed bloods. And so part of that apology and forgiveness conversation needs to be happening within. To be at peace with how we have been made physically. What we are embodying physically. When I'm tilling this garden, when I'm pulling things up at the root, the same thing needs to be happening for me, the person. So this garden is like a manifestation where I'm planting this seed. It's like an illustration out here in the environment of what's in here. And I'm talking about us as individuals, but the same thing is true of unity. We have, in this congregation, we have a soul. We have a true original divine self as a collective. We have a question to ask, what's our highest potential? What's our true original self? Because coming into that divine nature is more than fulfilling what we've got on our charter necessarily. Sometimes that divine nature, that purpose, that highest potential, is something that's not even written. And that's what we need to hear. because often we stay away from it because we are attached to how we are. The same thing happens for the individual. We say, oh, I want to come in here, we sing the song, and I'm my divine, you know, true self. I'm living confidently, and confidence is an important part of this living as if it is true that all things are possible. Confidence, faith, focus, trust, surrender. All keys to living as if all things are possible. And living as if all things are possible is a significant belief that needs to be in the bedrock of us if we are operating as our true divine original selves. That's how those come together. That's how they come together. So here I am, attached to whatever I'm attached to in unity as a group. We're attached to some things. What are we attached to? We have opportunity to unfold, let it be revealed, who we are collectively and be that in our community, to influence and adapt to the community and grow. We don't grow without adapting and influencing. Now somebody may say, oh, I don't want to grow. Okay. Well, you won't grow, then you die. What do you mean? You don't evolve. That's okay. Choice, free will, planet. You know, not going to evolve. Okay, so things start dying off. You give the body a message, the organs start acting a certain way, bones start acting a certain way, joints start acting a certain way. Because you have said, I'm not going to be moved by discomfort. I'm not going to be moved out of my comfort zone by the Holy Spirit, which is an active intelligence that moves, it heats up the room. But you made an agreement. That's what's in that seed, that agreement of what I came to do, what we came together to do. Sometimes we get attached to the form. Well, I like it this way, and I like it that way, or I like this rule, or I don't like that rule. It had anything to do with your purpose. That's the question. What is that true, original, collective self that we are here, Unity Center for Positive Living, to do in Lewis County? Why we plant our seed in Lewis County? Because we just happen to be here? No coincidence. Why are we here? Why here? What's in the ground that we need to help shine the light on? What's in the ground that we need to be having conversations about? What's in the ground that we need to represent? And what's in the ground we need to clear away? That's all part of evolving as this divine original self, unity, and me, the individual. What's my part? What's my legacy in this? So I did have a song I wanted to play, and I did. And there's, I don't think I have time. Somebody told me don't run over.
You have time.
I'm running over. There's two things I want to play. One is because of legacy, I want to play. Stand up, huh? Use your face to stretch. Your walk thing. You.
What?
Stand up. Your back is bothering you.
Huh?
If your back is bothering you.
Oh, that's fine. Don't pay any attention to me. Uh-huh.
I made my point. As they used to say in mathematics, QED, and it was proved. Okay, so now the part of the once you got the seed and you plant the ground and you clear in the ground, you know, sometimes what's in the ground needs to be balanced. I neglected to mention that. When they were growing cotton, they found that cotton was depleting the soil in the South. I know this all the stuff because my grandfather grew cotton. But one of the things that George Washington Carver came up with was the importance of agriculturally planting peanuts, rotating the crops. So he's the one that originated the idea in this country to rotate the crops and to plant peanuts. Now, he's a man also who talked to flowers. I mean, plants talk to him. He talked to God directly and understood this divine nature that we need to be in balance. And so the first thing, if you plant peanuts, you stop depleting the soil. You enrich it. You balance it out. So in this place where we're planting our gardens and we need to be cultivating and tilling, not just tilling for ourselves, sitting in here becoming more evolved and feeling good about ourselves and righteous about how evolved we are and about how people haven't figured out that they're creators and co-creators and that their thoughts create reality and all this kind of stuff. We're very pleased with ourselves. All right, now, but that's not the point. If we're really evolving into this divine self, then we are radiating like a sunflower. We're facing the sun wherever it is. We're being loyal to the covenant that we made about what we're going to radiate and embrace and engage with. And whether you're doing it through your flower shop, or you're doing it through teaching a class, or you're doing it through your women's group, or you're doing it at a truck stop, or how many, but we're leaving a legacy, so we have to be asking, what is this? And part, one of the videos I'm showing is how this unlimited notion is going into working with youth. We need another generation or two in here. Hello? We need some, we need these generations because that's part of the manifestation of longevity. Is what it is that we are leaving, where we planted the seeds in others, how they're carrying it forward. And so that, if we're doing something or behaving in somewhere, having some attitude, because we're so comfortable with how we do things, that is keeping generations from coming, we need to ask ourselves that individually and collectively. Not as a blaming thing, just as a spiritual reality check. You know, what are we doing and not doing? You know, that attracts these other generations. How do we put ourselves out there? You don't control who comes, but if you get out there far enough, spread yourself far enough, go where you are called, then you're dealing with the spiritual law. Not just being limited by insurance company law, government law, or individual personal preferences and beliefs. But we're working with spiritual law. So this unlimited, hashtag unlimited, is a group of kids who did a song that they can sing in schools. And you know, even if your kids aren't here, you know kids, right? Yeah. Hello? Yeah, you know kids. So, this is on YouTube. How do I do this?
I'm not doing it right.
There it is. Do I have to hit play?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it'd be good if I knew where the keypad was. I tell you.
We have to learn every day.
There she is.
but monopoly. I scream, nobody's stopping me. And when I see somebody's got a dream, I go and lift them up and help them. You know what I mean? I've been from Green Bay to LA to Brooklyn. I'm looking for everybody just like me. No unstoppable, just like me. We're
you got it. And so that whole song, and then I'm going to have you do the song in a minute, Tom. Preserve me, O God, for in thee I do put my trust. This is David praying. I have said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness cometh from thee. I said it also to the saints. Saints that are on the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Sorrows of the wicked, or just anybody that's erring, that's us too. Sorrows of the wicked shall be multiplied in rapid succession, that I may not pour out their libations of blood, nor will I mention their names with my lips. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. So what are we inheriting from Creator? Thou shalt restore my inheritance. So basically that's saying that there is a correction being made. There is a restoration, despite what things may seem to be. There is a restoration being made. Whatever I have as the inheritance of loss, I have as the inheritance of that which I have a covenant with God about. And I am being restored. My health is what we need to claim. My health is being restored. My wisdom is being restored. My mental clarity is being restored. My ability to relate and unify. The inheritance that may be in material things, my land. Whatever it is that is for you, that God has called for you, the tests are only part of this bringing forth the divine essence. My portion of the land fell to me in a goodly place. Yes, I have been pleased with my heritage. You are a seed of 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 a seed. And that original seed is God. And that lineage, along with my ancestral lineage, is what we're claiming. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh shall also rest in hope. For you did not leave my soul in the abyss, and neither have you made the pious ones suffer. So we don't experience ourselves, that experiencing myself as suffering is strictly to do with my consciousness. Can I say that again? Experiencing myself as suffering strictly to do with my consciousness. And whatever that pain may be, it is all part of making the pearl that is part of the kingdom of heaven. So let's embrace this joyously. Let's listen to All Things Are, Nothing Is Impossible. Bye, Sinai. Help yourself. Okay, we'll play it during the picnic. It is a gorgeous song, but I'm not going to fight with technology for the sake of it, because the most important thing is to move into that space that we've been moving deeper and deeper into each week, not just as individuals, but collectively in our divine essence and nature. So let us do our meditation. If it'll play right, we can play it while we're meditating, but I don't know. But, okay. Take three very deep breaths all the way from the center of the earth, up through the soles of your feet, up to the crown of your head. Inhale, hold it, exhale. With each breath, you're breathing Mother, Father, God, the Holy Spirit. Inhale, exhale, breathing as you. Third, inhale very deep, all the way from the center of the earth, up through the soles of your feet, up through the crown of your head. Hold it. Allow that breath to travel through the body, cells. Exhale. And at this moment, I am, say to yourself, I am reclaiming my true original self, my divine essence. I breathe that essence throughout my entire system, organs, cells, bones, and through the pores of my skin, this wonderful organ of the skin. That covers all of the God within me. As I take each breath, I become more and more filled with joy. I exhale everything that is not in sync at this moment with my true essence and divine nature. I am grateful for whatever I've learned. But I stand here, sit here, willing to let go. Inhale, exhale. With each breath, I increase my courage, my determination, my perseverance, my confidence in living my true divine nature. Every time I breathe in a conscious way, it is so. It is already so in the mind of God, and I merge myself with this mindfulness. And with this, I am at peace and I create peace. I am full of love and I am love. I feel joy and I am joy. And I agree to leave this love, this joy, this peace, and the fruits of my purpose with this earth and other generations, and so it is. Thank you.
for our offering. There are two containers. The silver one is for supporting our center, and the copper one is for our outreach efforts. Our offering prayer is located inside your program. Let's hold our offerings together and say it. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I give and all that I receive. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. In closing, let's all say our prayer of protection together. You'll find that on the wall to your right, and also on the back of our program. Together, the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And let's form our circle, join hands, and sing our song of peace. Thank you to everyone who made our Sunday service possible. The list is long. You know who they are. Let's all enjoy this wonderful community that we have and have the most excellent picnic afterwards. Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you.